Ghosts of Christmas Present. With the ghost of Christmas present, I look down upon the scenes of the season's robust temper. I cannot by any means enter into the affliction of the constant, boundless cheer that runs rampant through all hearts but mine at close of every year. In the tension between bounty and stark want on every side, I pass wraith-like and invisible through jolly Christmastide, while others of more substance gain by Yule traditions filled, through me the holy duties drain, I slowly sink downhill. Brought low, I find the lowlier still, bereft, benumbed we shades, drawn to an unrequited love, all haunt the holidays. If only one could misbelieve the grim realities and suspend judgment for a while, preferring fantasies, then ghosts might grow alive and warm, present in presence bright, and with more than resignation turn toward the holy night. As it is, the one companion I perceive is this great ghost, whose enormity and welcome jar and jangle with a host of my sterner sensibilities. He will ring and laugh and shout, though a multitude of piteous souls waft hopelessly about. He cares nothing, it would seem, for the ones like me who wait. He lives only for his dream, leaving us at heaven's gate. Is it possible that love should be so heartless and so cruel as to gloat of joy's excesses while poverty still rules? I would rather make my camp with the undead and the poor than accept his invitation to walk through his open door, to trod the boards in dutiful adherence to my part, than be romanced by a boisterous spirit playing on my heart. I struggle with the ghost of presence every Christ-strewn year. Then its memory fades as light dawns, and my true form reappears. If some give songs and gifts and gladness to the infant king, the coffers of the Magi for his sake replenishing, my spectral contribution to the depths of his largesse is perhaps the mere donation of my own soul's emptiness. As witness, I endure it all, the longing, pain, and need. From the absence sprouts a faint hope corresponding to this seed.